When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Friday, July 19th. A really exciting day yesterday. Jaguars throwbacks covered the whole thing. It was unbelievable. The release video, how well done the throwback uniforms actually are. The hype from the fan base. You had a guy waiting out for over 12 hours to get his hands on one of those jerseys. Obviously, you can get a lot of the vintage throwback style gear from the Jaguars directly on their website as well, if you can't make it down to the pro shop. So very exciting day. We also talked about Jaguars position battles on the offensive side of the ball, right? Today, right now, we're going to look at the defensive side of the ball, some position battles. Similar to the offense, I don't think you're really looking at starting jobs being battled out in training camp, you know, which starts next week. Media is going to start being out there next Wednesday, so it's right around the corner. I can't wait for it. Definitely very excited to see some football, but we're going to take a look at these position battles on the defensive side of the ball. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. We've got our Welcome to Duval Prepare to Get Hit shirt available for pre-order right now. Haven't dropped that one in a very, very long time. So that's pretty exciting. You've got some Duval Paw t-shirts, hats, all that good stuff available. You can go check it out, genjag.com/shop. You can become a channel member here as well. Really appreciate all the people out there that are channel members. Y'all, your support is just tremendous, and I really appreciate y'all. So looking at the Jaguars defense, I think the most intriguing area to start is cornerback 3/nickel 1. Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby are locked in as your starters as of right now. I don't expect that to change. I don't expect the Jaguars to bring in somebody who would automatically insert into the starting lineup, you know, one of these guys like a Stephon Gilmore or trade for Marshawn Lattimore. I don't expect the Jaguars to do that. But Jarian Jones versus Buster Brown as like CB3 on the outside, I think is interesting. And then Darnell Savage, who the Jaguars brought in, presumably to start with how much they're paying him. It's not like a huge contract, but $7 million a year is a starter contract still in the NFL today. Is he guaranteed to be the nickel, right? I think Jarian Jones so far, and it is very early in his rookie year, but when you look at the recent performances by Jarian Jones, like unbelievably good at FSU last year, really, really strong at East-West Shrine Game, really, really strong at the Combine. And then you get into everything that's happened so far for the Jaguars, which is, you know, unpadded practices, practices where you're not really tackling or hitting, but he's looked fantastic. He's brought the energy, such a fast player, smart player, instinctive. So is Jarian Jones going to be the outside CB3, and is he going to have an opportunity to compete for nickel reps during his rookie year? I think that's going to be fascinating to see. And Buster Brown, I think, is going to be really interesting to see as well. This is a player who has shown tremendous development, in my opinion, during his time in Jacksonville. You know, his rookie year, he had to get on the field due to injury, and it was not pretty. It was a struggle. I think the speed of the game, even though he was coming from the SEC, even though he led the SEC in interceptions during his final year at Arkansas, the speed of the game was a lot for Buster Brown, because he's not the fastest corner in the world, not the best athlete at corner in the world, but he has decent size, decent strength, smart football player. But again, he was swimming a little bit that rookie year. Then he had to get in last year, again, due to injury, and he played much better. Buster Brown played much better last year. And then so far this year, I think you've seen some confidence out there on the football field from Buster Brown. So I don't think it's written in stone that Jarian Jones is automatically the next man up at outside corner after Darby and Tyson Campbell right now. I think Buster Brown is going to have something to say about that, and I think that they're going to have a really nice competition. Looking at corner beyond that, though, I think you have your top four, the guys we just talked about, Jarian Jones, Buster Brown, your two starters, and then you've also got, you know, the pseudo corner safety hybrid in Darnell Savage, right? I'm considering him a safety, even though he's going to play some nickel for the Jaguars. But after your top four, who makes it? You keep six, probably. That's how it usually goes. Deontre Prince, he's the rookie out of Ole Miss, another guy that can absolutely fly. He is a smart football player, and he's incredibly fast. I think he's got a great shot. Christian Braswell, he's dealt with a lot of injuries during his time in Jacksonville. We'll see how that plays out. Gregory Jr., more of a nickel type. I think Eric Hallett, kind of more of that nickel safety hybrid type of player as well. Trey Flowers, the Jaguars brought in. He's the one veteran in this group that I think has a chance to make this roster like more than a Tavon Campbell or an Amani Oruwariye, because he has a lot of experience in this type of defense. He's got length. He knows how to play up on the line of scrimmage. And so I think it's going to be really interesting to see how the back end of the cornerback room plays out and how the, you know, depth right behind the starters plays out. I think that they're in a better situation than they have been in quite some time from a talent perspective with the depth at cornerback. I really do. I think edge four is fascinating. I know the Jaguars, you know, in their public comments, you know, Ryan Nielsen and the rest of the Jaguars defensive staff, they haven't really come out and said that Travis Gibson is going to be edge three, but I just don't see any other path. Like, how could Travis Gibson not be edge three? This is a guy that actually has experience in the league, a guy that has done some great things under Jaguars outside linebacker coach Bill Shuey. He's made an impact in the backfield. He's got length, he's got size, he's got athleticism.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He knows what he's doing out there. So it'd be hard for me. And he's also fighting, right? This is a guy that had a very nice role with the Chicago Bears. They decide to release him right before the season last year. And the Titans pick him up, but they don't use him at all. You know, barely at all. When he does get on the field, he plays well. So this is a guy that's fighting to get back to a valuable player on a roster. And I think that he feels like he made the right decision coming to Jacksonville. I think he is the edge three. I think he will be. I think he'll earn that. So the question for me is, who is edge four? Like a couple years ago, you're looking at this Jaguars edge group and you had Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker, Arden Key, DeJuan Smoot. So you had, you know, legitimate depth. Now you're looking at edge four, Miles Cole, the seventh round pick out of Texas Tech, who, you know, you stand him next to Trayvon Walker, looks pretty darn good, but you put him on the football field right now, I don't think that's going to go well. He's got a ways to go in his development. Yasir Abdullah. This is a player who, is he an edge? Is he a linebacker now? Off-ball linebacker? I'm not sure how the Jaguars are going to use him. I think it's going to be a hybrid role. And I'm not sure if he's guaranteed a roster spot. I don't know how that's going to work out. The Jaguars like DJ Coleman, who's another edge player as well. So it's going to be really fascinating, in my opinion, to see what happens at edge four. And if edge four has to play meaningful reps during the 2024 campaign, how does that go? How does that go? I'm not sure, honestly. I think it'll be interesting to see if Roy Robertson-Harris can hold off Mason Smith as like IDL3. I think you got Eric Armstead and Devon Hamilton as your starters on the interior. Roy Robertson-Harris and Mason Smith, I think Mason Smith is bigger than Roy Robertson-Harris. Like he's a guy that can hold the point. I think you can put him in there as a run defender and expect him to be stout a little bit more than Roy Robertson-Harris on the interior. But I also think Mason Smith can penetrate, similar to Roy Robertson-Harris, with his athletic profile and length and strength. So I think early on in the season, certainly Roy Robertson-Harris will be getting more reps than Mason Smith. But how long does he hold off Mason Smith? Does Mason Smith push to get a lot of reps at some point during the season as a rotational interior defensive lineman? And for that matter, Jordan Jefferson, his LSU teammate as well, how often do you see him in there? Like, is he only going to be the Devon Hamilton backup, you know, as the big interior defensive lineman type? Or is he going to get reps? Is he going to earn reps? I think he's another good, really good run defender. Guy who plays with maximum effort. Jordan Jefferson. Do you see like Devon Hamilton and Jordan Jefferson on the field at the same time when you're trying to stop the run at times? I think it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out with some of these rookies that the Jaguars brought in this year. Is Tyler Lacy guaranteed a roster spot, right? Jaguars drafted him last year. He's kind of a defensive lineman, defensive end. He is strong, incredibly strong. I think he got even stronger this offseason. What is his role? Is he guaranteed a roster spot? I think it's going to be really interesting to see how he plays, because that's a guy who played very well in college. And I think that he has a future in the NFL, not as a starter necessarily, but as a rosterable player. How does that play out? I think there's a lot of competition on the defensive line. How does the linebacker room shake out, right? You've got Devin Lloyd, Foye Aluke, and they're your starters. Chad Muma, a key backup. I think Ventrell Miller has to make it. The Jaguars, they wanted to trade up for him last year in the draft in the fourth round. He ended up making it to them, and he's a player that they valued highly. And you see why. Like, he brings energy to the field, really good run defender, really smart football player. And then you also have Caleb Johnson. He's been around. Like, he's a good special, really good special teams player. One of the best special teams players they have. They'll have a couple other guys competing as well for spots at linebacker. You've got Ty Summers, who he's done it in the league. He's been a good special teamer in the league. DaQuan Jackson as well. I think the back end of the linebacker room is going to be really, really interesting. I think they'll keep five. I also think, though, like, does Yasir Abdullah fit in here somewhere? Like, again, as that hybrid edge slash linebacker, does he impact the linebacker room? Does he end up counting as a linebacker instead of a edge? Does he edge someone out in the linebacker room? It's going to be really interesting, I think. And then the safety room, I feel it's pretty locked in. Obviously, I mentioned Darnell Savage. Andre Sisco is a starter. Antonio Johnson is a starter. Dewey Wingard, key backup, great special teamer. Daniel Thomas, same thing. I think that's your five, but you've got some good players on that safety depth chart that probably aren't going to make this roster. When you look at Edmonds, who, former first-round pick by the Steelers, that's a guy who has talent. It is. Terrell Edmonds is. And then you also look at Josh Proctor. I think Josh Proctor is a really good football player out of Ohio State who, for whatever reason, slipped through the cracks in the draft. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him as well. So this Jaguars secondary, I think, has much better depth, much better talent than it has in years past. And I think the defense as a whole looks like it's in a really good spot with Ryan Nielsen as the defensive coordinator. A lot of really high quality coaches, position coaches, Chris Richard, Richard, I'm not sure how to pronounce that name, but I think the Jaguars are moving in the right direction on defense, especially with the defensive line, the defensive front. Very confident in the defensive line and the linebackers. Very confident in Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby, for that matter. Andre Sisco and Antonio Johnson. I like the starting lineup. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this team work this year. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think about the defense, the position battles on the defensive side of the ball in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.